Do you know the movie The Room, starring and produced by Tommy Wiseau? Maybe you've heard of The Disaster Artist with James Franco. That was an award-winning film about the making of The Room. The film is also known for its inconsistent plots and very awkward romance scenes. I love the movie because if you take it as a comedy, even though that was not the intention, it will make your viewing experience quite enjoyable. I would give this movie a chance despite its 26% Rotten Tomato review. And I bet you won't be able to stop quoting the movie saying, "Oh, hi, Mark," in the very fake accent Tommy Wiseau has, which nobody can say which country it's from. Hi, I'm Kate Risslow, and I am a movie enthusiast trying to make bad films entertaining instead of hated and forgotten. I have watched about 600 movies, ranging from unknown films, flops, to nominated movies. I do tend to have a passion for the lesser known, or unliked films, because they have their own artistry that, to me, goes underappreciated. If you stick with me, I will give you a new lens to watch these films, which will allow them to be as good as Best Picture films. Now, all these films are enjoyable to watch, but I have made a rating system. A popcorn is a movie I thoroughly enjoy. A bunch of crunch means it's pretty good. Skittles means it has some flaws. And sour gummies means you gotta give it a try, but you may not love it as much as me. To begin, this movie has evolved into a cult following where you're supposed to bring plastic spoons. During the movie, there are clearly spoons that were supposed to have been removed from the picture frames, but were not, sitting in Tommy's fiancé's living room. Since you probably can't and don't want to throw spoons in a movie theater, you're supposed to bang them as loudly as possible every time you see these pictures. If you enjoy this type of audience interaction, I would suggest seeing the Rocky Horror Picture Show, where you throw rice, bring water guns, newspapers, plastic gloves, etc., etc., on top of shouting numerous retorts to the lines in the films. I will warn you that both of these movies should be seen first before going to an interactive viewing, because you may miss the plot. Not that there necessarily is much of a plot to either of the film, but still. Speaking of missing the plot, there are a lot of plot holes in the movie The Room. For example, the fiancé, Lisa's mother, mentions that she has breast cancer in a very serious moment during the movie, but literally that concept goes nowhere and is not brought up again. They are in a completely unrelated topic about Lisa's uncle, and then she just casually says she is dying, and Lisa barely cares, and then they move on to another topic very quickly. Now, I know I mentioned in the beginning the fact that you would have "Oh, hi, Mark" stuck in your head, but I personally have a different quote stuck in my head. At one point, Johnny is pointing to someone and says, "You're a chicken, cheep, 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 cheep," while doing the arm gestures, which is ridiculous. Now, there's also another funny scene where Lisa and Johnny are getting intimate, but he's apparently anatomically challenged and is getting intimate with her stomach. So, overall, I would rate this movie a sour gummy. It is super poorly acted, and Johnny has a lot of awkward laughing and weird faces that he makes during romantic scenes, and a lot of characters show up randomly without context. So, I hope you are not a chicken, cheep, 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 about seeing this film.